Children, today I'm going to read from the last book of the Word, the book of Revelation. I'm going to read from the last chapter of the book of Revelation, chapter 22. And I'm going to read from the very ending of the book of Revelation. It's the last thing that the Lord says in His Word. It shows the goal that the Lord is reaching to for all of us. And you can hear near the very end that there's two words that go together. First, the Lord says them to the church, and then the church says them back to the Lord. See if you can hear what those words are. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to each one according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Happy are they who do his commandments, that their authority may be in the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and does a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts come. And he who desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and out of the things written in this book. He who testifies these things says, Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Yes, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now I'll read from the Heavenly Doctrine a little bit about the meaning of the Lord, of the church being the bride prepared for her husband. This signifies the church conjoined with the Lord through the Word. By prepared is meant clothed for her betrothal. And the church is no otherwise dressed for her betrothal and afterwards for conjunction or marriage than by the Word. For the Word is the only means of conjunction or marriage, because the Word is from the Lord and it's about the Lord, and thus it is the Lord. For this reason, it is also called, the word is called a covenant, and a covenant means spiritual conjunction. The word was also given for this purpose, for the marriage of the Lord and the church. From these things, it may appear that by Jerusalem, prepared as a bride for her husband, is meant that church conjoined with the Lord through the word. Now it explains the very last words of the book of Revelation. He who testifies these things says, Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Yes, come, Lord Jesus, means the Lord, who revealed the book of Revelation and has now opened it, testifying this good news that he comes in his divine human that he took upon him in the world and glorified. He comes as the bridegroom and husband. It also means that the church desires him as the bride and wife. The reason why here he comes to a spiritual marriage with the church is because this new church is called the bride and wife, and the Lord is called her Lord, her bridegroom, and her husband. And here at the end of the book, the Lord speaks and the church speaks as the bridegroom and the bride. The Lord speaks these words, Yes, I come quickly, Amen. And the church speaks these words, Yes, Come, Lord Jesus. These are words of betrothing to the spiritual marriage. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.